What's up? I'm glad you're here. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Entrepreneur State of Mind. I'm Isabel and I'm your host, and since you're here, let's talk business. So back in February, during Black History Month, I released an episode on history's greatest Black entrepreneurs, and I shared their success stories. And I actually really enjoyed talking about their success stories, and I personally found them very motivating and inspiring, and I'm hoping that's the same for you guys. And in today's episode, I wanted to go ahead and do the entrepreneur success story of the GoPro. So, in case you didn't know, Nick Woodman is the founder and inventor of the GoPro camera. And before we get started, I want to mention that Nick Woodman's net worth is currently sitting around $300 million. So, with that, let's get into his story. So, Nick did go to college in San Diego, and he graduated in visual arts and a minor in creative writing. So he did start experimenting with startup businesses because he wanted to become an entrepreneur. He had a website called empowerall.com and he used that to sell electronics for like $2 profit. And he also had a gaming and marketing platform called Funbug. And he also did enjoy traveling and surfing. So while he was in Australia and Indonesia, he collected seashells, like a lot of seashells. Because when he came back to California, he sold the seashells out of the back of his van. And so his success story begins with selling shells out of the back of his minivan. So if you're listening to this and you're selling shells out of your minivan, you are on the path to success, my friend. But yeah, this is pretty crazy to me, and it's a perfect example that everyone starts somewhere. This guy sold seashells out of the back of his van and made around $10,000 doing so. And for finding those shells for free and making 10 stacks of profit, you guys can catch me on the beaches collecting shells. I'll spend days on end on my hands and knees in the sand scavenging for shells because $10,000, 10 grand, 10 stacks? Say less. Anyways, Nick wanted to be able to capture good pictures while he was surfing, and so he had the brilliant idea of having a camera on a belt. So he took his shell money and invested that into founding the GoPro. And also, I will admit that he did get a sizable investment from his dad's business, but if he kept up with the shells, I'm sure he would have gotten there anyways. But eventually, in 2002, he founded the GoPro and named it after professional surfers. The main focus of his company was to create a camera that could take high-quality pictures instantly. So his first one was manufactured, and he was selling the camera again out of his Volkswagen bus for $30 a piece. He was selling all these cameras, and so not only did he sell seashells out of his Volkswagen, he also sold the cameras that would eventually make him a millionaire out of that same Volkswagen bus. As he kept selling these cameras, he made modifications like waterproofing it, Wi-Fi support, and the addition of the SD card and all that. And with 2 years of his calmer growth, I'd say, he ended up getting his first big order in 2004 from a Japanese company. And in 2004, his total revenue was around $150,000, which is really impressive. And a year later, it had already grown up to a total revenue of $350,000, which is a 133.33% increase. So, yeah, that's a lot. And the GoPro company began to grow, and they got coverage. In 2012, Foxconn purchased around 9% of the company for $200 million, which brought the company's value to $2.25 billion and made Nick Woodman an official billionaire. And in 2014, the company went public. So, the moral of the story is to roll out of bed and go collect some seashells. No, but honestly, you might be doubting your ability to become a billionaire, but so was this guy at one point in his life selling seashells out of his Volkswagen bus. So this is the perfect example that everyone starts somewhere, and that motivation, creativity, and consistency are the assets of a billionaire. So I found Nick Woodman's story super inspiring, and I hope you have too. Text me over on Instagram at entrepreneur.state.of.mind or tweet me on Twitter at ESOMpodcast and let me know if you want to see more episodes on success stories. I record these episodes for you and for anyone else out there that might be listening. It means a lot to have you here, so thanks for joining me. I'm Isabel, and this has been the Entrepreneur State of Mind. Go get those shells and collect your coin. Okay, bye!